Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, it's thought the significant rise in the number of COVID-19 cases in Donegal yesterday was the result of a delay in reporting at a national level. Well, the principal of Carndonagh Community School has moved to allay feared over an outbreak of COVID-19 at the school. The Brexit transition period could effectively be extended if there's no trade deal. And the Donegal County Councillor has hit out at those responsible for removing children pads from five defibrillators in South Donegal. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly at 5:15. But first in news, 419 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in the north in the past 24 hours. Almost 2,000 people were tested in a one-day period with a positivity rate of 21%. Another five people have also died with the virus. There are 429 patients in hospital with COVID-19 in the north, with 18 in intensive care. Well, a new variant of coronavirus has been identified in the UK. Health Secretary Matt Hancock has told the House of Commons it's believed the variant is causing the faster spread in the southeast of England. More than 1,000 cases of the new strain have been found. Mr. Hancock says it's spreading faster than the existing strain of coronavirus and believed to be fueling very sharp and exponential rises. It's thought the significant rise in the number of COVID-19 cases in Donegal yesterday was the result of a delay in reporting at a national level. There were 46 new confirmed cases of the virus in the county yesterday, while there were 6 the previous day. Max Morgan, infection control nurse manager for Donegal, says there are no particular clusters or specific outbreaks in the county, but a general rise in cases after almost a fortnight out of lockdown. Ms. Morgan says it's expected that the Donegal figure will level out again this evening, but the upward trend is concerning.
When you look at the figures which are not released for Sunday, which will be released later today, we're back in the 20s. So the expectation is that those two figures, that there is some issue with maybe them being reported nationally. Mm-hmm. So it once doesn't make a habit, as we always say. Yes, of course, it's concerning in the context of our national figures. As you know, yesterday we reported 429. And for the last 5 days, it means that we're now above the 300-day average, which is a little bit concerning in terms of a trend in that respect. Understanding too that the increase in cases is actually across the country. It's not necessarily one particular county, including Donegal. It's not Donegal. It's not one particular outbreak or a cluster of outbreaks. The concern is that maybe there is a growing trend for the figures going upward. If we thought that we had a particular number of outbreaks or clusters occurring across the country, obviously that could be managed, but when you're actually wondering where the next cases might occur and that it's distributed across the country, possibly it's a reflection, obviously, of us all coming out of level five. The timing of it, we're coming to Christmas period, everybody wants to get ready for Christmas.
The principal of Carndonagh Community School has moved to allay fears over an outbreak of COVID-19 at the school. Out of the 1,100 students and 120 staff, there has been a total of 7 positive cases from community transmission. From that, up to 40 people had to self-isolate with no positive cases arising from that. Principal John McGuinness says there have been a lot of rumours circulating about an outbreak at the school, and he wants to reassure the public that that is not the case.
We're a massive school in a high infection area, but currently I have about 7 in total in the school community who have been deemed positive. The HSE has contacted me in relation to testing positive. Out of that, then they would have identified maybe another 39, 40 who were possible contacts. So obviously, then I have to ring those parents up and ask those people to isolate. Now, out of those 39, 40. So far, every one of those have tested negative, so there is no evidence of any school transmission as such. Of the positive cases we've had, they've all come from community or family, and then the HSE would obviously then go back through the contact tracing and see if there's any issues with people in school. And as I say, we have had maybe 39 identified as positive contacts, but none of them tested positive. The key thing is, though, that it's not transferring within school. You know, for, out of those seven cases, then when of the people who have been sent the test, they've all tested so far anyway, any of the parents that have informed us have all tested negative. So that would indicate that that positive contact within the school isn't transmitting any disease as such. So the HSE are correct in their assertion that, you know, schools aren't transferring the disease and schools are safe in general. I can only back it up with the statistics are there. I can't control social media. I can't control what people are saying outside. But certainly in terms of the numbers that we're seeing inside, there is certainly no school transmission, no outbreak within the school.
Colleges and universities are unlikely to go back to normal until the next academic year. The Higher Education Minister says that lectures will remain mostly online in levels 3, 4 and 5 off restrictions. It suggested some colleges may bring back small groups for tutorials if restrictions allow them to do so. Further, Education Minister Simon Harris says even with a vaccine in January, most college courses will likely remain remote for the rest of the academic year.
There's many months involved in that till everybody is vaccinated. Our colleges tend to finish and go into exams in kind of May and June. So it's unlikely to see a scenario where normal college life could resume this college year. It's very likely that in the next academic year we can get back to whatever normal used to be.
The number of people on the pandemic unemployment payment is down by more than 42,000 this week. 306,000 people will get the payment tomorrow compared to 348,000 this time last week. In Donegal, 10,991 people will receive the PUP tomorrow, down from 12,375 the previous week. 46,000 people closed their PUP claims in the past 7 days, with 40,000 of those returning to work. 1,496 claims were closed in the past week in Donegal. A new central bank report has found that the majority of insurance companies are using dual pricing, resulting in customers being charged 35% more. The interim report also revealed that around 70% of customers renewing policies with the same provider are being charged significantly more than new customers of the same risk. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty, who is due to publish legislation in the coming days banning the practice of dual pricing, says this report is yet another damning indictment of the insurance industry.
I really welcome this report. This is a second report now by the central bank. It's part of their investigation into dual pricing. Your listeners will remember that that happened as a result of a major complaint I made to the central bank, over 100 pages, where we convinced them to carry out this investigation. Dual pricing is a terrible practice that is involved in the Irish insurance market. It basically pushes up prices for people who are renewing, and it allows them to use information to see how far they can push up prices before we decide to move to another company. It's been banned in 20 states across America. It's going to be banned next year in Britain. And I have produced legislation. I'm going to be publishing it in the next number of days that will ban this practice here. So everything that is in this report by the central bank confirms what I've been saying now for quite a while. And I welcome that they've come out publicly with this. And hopefully other political parties will join with me in ensuring that this practice is ended so that we can push down insurance premiums for both motorists and homeowners.
And what is disturbing also is that it's been revealed that this practice disproportionately impacts older and more vulnerable customers.
Yeah, absolutely. What it shows is that the longer you stay with a company, every year that you remain with a company, you're actually paying more than you should be. And if you stay with them, for example, 9 years or more, you're paying on average 35% more in your premium. So if you can just imagine that somebody who's been, you know, been charged for a motor insurance premium of €600, they could be paying as much as over €800 because they've just stayed with the same company. This is costing 2.5 million people in this state up to €187 million every single year, and that's why this type of price gouging needs to end.
Talks between the EU and the UK on a Brexit trade deal are expected to continue until the end of the week. The EU's chief negotiator has told member states they are considering a short extension to the transition period. Sources in Brussels are saying there has been some progress in negotiations in the past few days, but substantial gaps still need to be bridged. MEP Sean Kelly says an extension might be the most workable solution at this late stage.
There is a growing feeling that maybe to have a freeze period where nothing would change, I think might be the best option, because the scrutiny of a deal, if it's done, is going to be every bit as important as the deal itself.
Meanwhile, the Minister for Agriculture visited Killybegs over the weekend to discuss the current Brexit state of play with representatives of the fishing sector. The Minister held a full day of engagements, meeting with various stakeholders and local businesses in advance of an expected outcome on Brexit EU-UK talks. Minister Charlie McConlogue says the port and harbour of Killybegs is an integral part of Donegal, as well as the fishing Irish fishing economy, and it's in everyone's interest that a deal is reached.
I think it is certainly possible that there can be a deal, and I hope that there will be one, but that obviously remains to be seen. I think that there isn't any area of the economy that a deal isn't in the best interest of, and that includes fishing as well as agriculture and the wider economy too. So hopefully, and it's encouraging on Sunday to see that the talks will be continuing, and I certainly hope that both, given the fact that from a British government point of view and a EU point of view, it's in everyone's interest to conclude a deal, that does happen. But of course, it has to be done in a fair way.
A Donegal County Councillor has hit out at those responsible for removing children's pads from five defibrillators in South Donegal. Parts of the life-saving equipment were discovered vandalised at three national schools, the childcare centre and a local garage in the Ardrah area at the end of last week. Anyone with any information is being urged to contact their local Garda station. Local Councillor Anthony Malloy says it's hard to comprehend why someone would tamper with such vital equipment.
I wouldn't mind, but these, you know, the wood hill is on the main road up to the town there, and they're all on the main roads, and they're all in view there, you know. But it's just, you know, to think of, you know, why should somebody do this, you know? Why should anybody, it's beyond belief, like, to tamper with a defibrillator that's so important, like, for people's lives or for children's lives if something happened, you know? It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, like, but it goes to show you, like, the sort of people that are out there, like, but again, like, there's such good world out there. I've got so many text messages, you know, to PM people, like, just to make donations, you know, that these will be replaced and all that there, so. But, like, it's just disgusting, really, and to think that somebody will think of this, you know. It's a worry, and I've no doubt that, like, the Gardaí are working hard here on this particular case, and, you know, we've got cameras everywhere around Ardrah and that there, and I've no doubt that these people or whoever responsible for this will be taken to task, like, and, but as you say, I don't know that much about defibrillators myself, Greg. I haven't done the training, like, so, and somebody also, you know, that I think that obviously knew what they were doing, and it's a sort of orchestrated, and they knew where all the points were, points were, and which is a worry as well.
The driver has been arrested after being caught drunk driving in the Letterkenny area this morning. Gardaí from the Letterkenny Roads Policing Unit and the RSA were operating a checkpoint earlier today when a vehicle was observed turning back. A roadside drugs test was subsequently conducted, and the driver of the vehicle tested positive for the presence of cannabis and cocaine. It emerged a warrant was also in force for the driver, who was then arrested and brought to court.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. For the Donegal fan who can't make it home this Christmas, why not send them a Donegal GAA Ultimate Supporters gift box? See michaelmurphysports.ie.
At 5:15, it's time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with local soccer, and Ryan Rennie has signed with Finn Harps for the 2021 season. The Donegal man is the first new signing to be confirmed for next season. Rennie is comfortable playing in both defence and midfield, and spent the last 2 years with his native Bunnegee United. Prior to that, he spent 7 years in Wolves youth setup. Ryan was Bunnegee's top scorer in the Ulster Senior League last year and was named the Watson's Menswear Ulster Senior League Player of the Year this season. Rennie is the eighth player to commit for Harps next year. Champions Shamrock Rovers have confirmed a pair of new signings ahead of the 2021 season. Defender Sean Hoare is joined from Dundalk, while former Burnley and DC United defender Chris McCann has also joined the hoops today. Liverpool and Manchester City will both face German clubs in the last 16 of the Champions League. Premier League champions Liverpool will face RB Leipzig, who secured a place in the knockouts phase at the expense of Manchester United in the group stage. Manchester City have been paired with Borussia Mönchengladbach, while Chelsea will go up against Atletico Madrid. The first legs of those ties will be played in February, with the return legs due to take place in March. Liverpool, City and Chelsea will all be at home for the second legs of their respective games. Manchester United have drawn La Liga leaders Real Sociedad in the last 32 of the Europa League. Arsenal have also been given a tough tie against Portuguese giants Benfica, while Tottenham will face Australian club Wolfsburger, Leicester drew Slava Prague, and Rangers will take on Royal Antwerp. Former players, colleagues and employers are leading the tributes to Gerard Houllier. The former Liverpool and French manager has died at the age of 73, just days after a heart operation. Jimmy Carragher played under Houllier for 6 years at Anfield.
Anyone at such a young age, you're like a sponge for information at that. You know, you really look up to your manager, and just in that spell that he had for those 5 or 6 years at Liverpool, I mean, I just absolutely adore that man, and devastated, yeah.
To Gaelic Games, the North West Counties will host their annual county conventions over the next 2 days. This evening at the Donegal Convention, three officer positions will be filled, the Vice Chairman and the two Ulster Council slots. The rest of the officers will remain as they were. In the difficult year of COVID, the finances were obviously hit. Income was down over 700,000 to just over 1 million. Expenditure is also down over 400,000 to just under 1 million. With no crowds allowed into club championships, revenue from those games was down a massive €180,000. Donegal GAA did report a profit for the year of over €60,000. Derry GAA, meanwhile, will also hold their convention tonight in Oneg. The Oakleaf County have reported a surplus of over £200,000 for the year, a year which also seen the Derry County Board being left debt-free. The only position to be filled is their Irish language officer. Tyrone will host their convention on Tuesday evening. Four-time All-Ireland winner with Kerry, Kieran Donaghy, looks set to join the Armagh senior football coaching staff. It's reported today that the former Kingdom forward will be part of manager Kieran McGinney's backroom team in 2021. Donaghy will work alongside Armagh assistant manager Jim McCurry, who's been there since 2002. While Donegal's 2012 All-Ireland winning goalkeeper Paul Durkin has been named on the Sligo backroom team by new manager Tony McEntee. The Four Masters native, who has been playing his club football with Drumcliff, will be the goalkeeping coach for 2021. Durkin has been involved with Donegal as a reserve keeper over the last number of years, after he returned home from working abroad. And finally in rugby, Ireland have been handed a very tough draw for the 2023 Rugby World Cup. Reigning champions South Africa and Scotland are in Ireland's Pool B for the tournament that has been hosted by France in 3 years' time. They will be joined by another European qualifier and an Asian or Pacific nation. If Ireland progress from the pool stage, they will face a team from Pool A, almost certainly either New Zealand or host France. Six Nations champions England are in Pool D with Japan and Argentina, while it's Wales, Australia and Fiji in Pool C. And that's it from the Highland Sports Desk for today. Next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, the Transport Minister has expressed further interest in the possibility of rail being restored to Letterkenny. Campaign group Into the West met with Minister Eamon Ryan over the weekend to discuss improved rail provision for the North West. The Minister also confirmed that he's working with Stormont Infrastructure Minister Nicola Mallon on a comprehensive review of the rail network across the island. Among the topics discussed were a new rail service from Derry to Letterkenny, extending that service through Donegal to Sligo and new direct rail line from the northwest to Dublin. Into the West co-chair Steve Bradley has renewed hopes since the meeting.
Obviously, we know Donegal, Tyrone, Cavan, Fermanagh and Monaghan. So we were discussing ways in which the existing rail network that currently goes into Derry, how that could be extended in a viable way to ensure that places like Donegal and Tyrone could get their rail back. We were really encouraged by his response on certainly a number of our proposals. It's early days yet. You know, nothing was handed over, signed and sealed on the table. There's a lot of work still to be done. But, you know, we're positive, and he was positive, particularly about the possibility of rail returning to Letterkenny.
And there is, it would seem, an appetite there, not only from yourselves, but from various communities here in the Northwest region for that to happen.
Oh, massively. I mean, there's something. In the 50s and 60s, rail was removed from Donegal and Tyrone, and the loss is still felt, even amongst people who weren't born and just don't remember the rail from that time. There's a feeling that, you know, viable communities, especially cities and large towns like Derry or Letterkenny, really do need rail as part of what they offer. So there's huge support. Anytime we use social media, anytime we have public meetings, we find huge support from all quarters. And what we've really noticed in politics in particular in the last year or two, there's been a real wind of change. There's so many more people involved in politics who are now sitting up, listening to the case for Better Rail in the Northwest and prepared to grab it and run forward with it. And in that context, it was great that Minister Ryan was prepared to sit down and listen to the case for here as well.
There's been an increase in Donegal families contacting St Vincent de Paul who are struggling to access and keep their children in third level education. The lead up to Christmas is a traditionally busy time for the charity, with local communities being praised for donating and helping the charity's annual appeal. However, there's been an upward trend this year in parents who are finding it difficult to fund their children in college. Regional President of St Vincent de Paul Northwest, Rosa Glocken, says it's a big concern in the region.
We've had a lot of calls around education, particularly parents who are maybe just over the limit for their son or daughter to get the grant, and therefore they would have to pay, for starters, the registration fee of about 3,000, never mind accommodation and so on. So we've had a lot of calls around that, and we've actually formed an education committee who look at all applicants and deal with them as best we can. But I would appeal to people who are struggling to keep their students in third level to come to us. And indeed, even students in primary and secondary, with costs of books around the whole region.
Cloudy periods with a few showers this evening. Tonight we'll have cloudy periods and scattered blustery showers will continue, with lowest temperatures of 3 to 6 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a new variant of coronavirus has been identified in the UK. Health Secretary Matt Hancock has told the House of Commons it's believed the variant is causing the faster spread in the southeast of England. It's thought the significant rise in the number of COVID-19 cases in Donegal yesterday was a result of a delay in reporting at a national level. There were 46 new confirmed cases of the virus in the county yesterday, while there were 6 the previous day. Meanwhile, the principal of Carndonagh Community School has moved to allay fears over an outbreak of COVID-19 at the school. John McGuinness says there have been a lot of rumours circulating about an outbreak at the school, and he wants to reassure the public that that is not the case. And a new central bank report has found that the majority of insurance companies are using dual pricing, resulting in customers being charged 35% more. The interim report also revealed that around 70% of customers renewing policies with the same provider are being charged significantly more than new customers of the same risk. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, December the 14th. The death has taken place of John Kern, Carn na Maidí, Dunfanaghy. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral mass in St Michael's Church, Creaslaw, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private to family only. Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv/camera/ St Michael's Church, Creaslaw. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Oncology Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or James Harkin, funeral director. The death has occurred of the Very Reverend Father James Byrne, Curra Moan, Ballybuffet, and formerly Australia, reposing at the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorder this evening from 6 o'clock, with rosary at 9 o'clock. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. The rosary and Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stranorder. The interment will be streamed live via the parish Facebook page at facebook.com/Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, the funeral and burial will be private to close friends only, please. The death has taken place of Alexander Al Larkin, Lower Main Street, Letterkenny. Remains will arrive at St Junan's Cathedral at 6 o'clock this evening to repose overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in New Lex Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of Jim McGlynn, funeral director, or any family member. In compliance with current government and HSE guidelines, funeral and interment will be private to family and close friends only, please. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/letterkenny. And the death has taken place of Eileen Hines, née Ponsonby, 25 Ibish Grove, Strabane. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, Care of Quigley Funeral Directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, mcnmedia.tv/camera/Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane.